The water crisis in Flint, Michigan got us wondering about lead. Turns out for much of recorded history, people saw it as a kind of miracle metal. Despite the dangers, the world uses more lead today than ever before. Frank Morris of KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri reports.
These days, in the U.S. at least, lead is sequestered. And that's strictly enforced by people like Stephen Jones, who's standing in a small room just off the factory floor at the Intersys battery plant in Warrensburg, Missouri.
Basically, we've just stepped into the transition room. This is the area that allows an individual to transfer from what we refer to as a clean area into a dirty area.
So this is kind of like a demilitarized zone between the world of where there's lead and where there's no lead.
Inside the plant, the smell is bracing, acidic. A few of the workers wear respirators. In one section, yellow robots bend and twist, building batteries with freaky speed and precision.
It's a technological ballet. Through this level of automation, we're providing a cleaner environment for our operators and, again, providing a safer environment.
For most of the last 5,000 years, though, people have been pretty cozy with lead.
You can think about lead as kind of the plastic of the ancient world.
Joseph Heppert, a chemist at Kansas University, says lead is easy to melt. A campfire will do it. And unlike, say, iron, lead is malleable.
Once you formed it into sheets, you can do things that people had never really been able to do before with a metal. You can roll it into tubes, for example.
Pipes, that is. Romans plumbed their famous baths with lead water pipes and lined aqueducts with lead. They called lead plumbum. That's where the word plumbing comes from. Romans use lead for all kinds of other stuff, too. Makeup, contraception, cookware. Chris Warren, who teaches history at Brooklyn College, says Romans even sweetened their food with lead.
Sugar of lead, as they call it, was used as a direct additive, but also used in winemaking to control fermentation.
After the fall of Rome, alchemists and inventors found new uses for lead, like printing.
That would be Mr. Gutenberg.
Johannes Gutenberg used movable lead type in his revolutionary machine. 300 years later, Ben Franklin was still using it to warn about lead-tainted liquor. By the Industrial Revolution, lead was a well-known killer, but it was just so handy.
The lead industry liked to call lead the useful metal. It was adaptable to just about any commercial purpose.
Mass-produced lead plumbing, lead alloys, beautiful leaded glass. And Heppert says lead did wonders for gasoline.
Tetraethyl lead was kind of a miracle substance.
Put a tiger in your tank. Happy motoring.
And then there was lead paint. Americans came to grips with its toxicity to children in the late 1960s and early 70s.
Over 400,000 of our children between age 1 and 6 suffer from lead paint poisoning, according to the United States.
Regulators in the United States banned the use of leaded house paint in 1978 and phased out leaded gas by the mid-1990s. But Americans are not using any less lead. In fact, lead holds the power that starts just about every car, bus, motorbike, and boat.
Around 90% of lead today is used in lead batteries. Around 3/4 of that is actually used in vehicles.
That's Andy Bush, who directs the International Lead Association in London. He says lead batteries also provide backup power to hospitals, cell towers, and railroad crossing gates. We're not talking about flashlight batteries here. Bush claims that in the United States, 99% of lead batteries are recycled. The battery plant, workers race to keep up with demand. And Enersys safety specialist Adam Bressler says the risk of acute lead poisoning here is under control.
What keeps me awake? Nothing. We have such good protocols in place, there's not very much that I have to worry about at night.
American blood lead levels have plummeted more than 90% in recent decades. In the late 70s, almost 9 out of 10 children were walking around with high lead levels. By 2008, it was closer to 1 in 100. So while lead still poses an insidious threat, especially to water supplies, its current uses are less likely to hurt people. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.